Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. The insidious grip of worry, a constant companion to many in our fast-paced world, often feels inescapable. It whispers doubts, amplifies fears, and steals the joy from our present moments. Yet the biblical directive found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, offers a powerful counter-narrative. It's not a suggestion, but a command, a call to actively dismantle the structures of anxiety within our lives. This isn't a denial of life's inevitable challenges, but a radical shift in our response to them. You see, God never intended for you to live in fear. Through prayer, thanksgiving, and trust in God's word, you can rise above anxiety and live with unshakable faith. In today's message titled, Don't Tolerate Worry in Your Life, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the practical applications of these principles. Let's join in.
Don't accept worry in your life, my friend. Reject worry in your life. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, which many of us know of by heart, says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here, the text of scripture I have just read is just assuring us that there is a supernatural peace if we will get rid of our worries through prayer. You say, in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made to God. And once you do that, the Bible is saying there is a reward. It says in verse 7 that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we ought to do this. Push all your problems unto God through prayer. Cast your worries unto the Lord and experience supernatural peace. You need to be very serious with any worry in your life and say, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate worry in my life. I'm not going to entertain worry in my life. I am not going to accept it at all. I reject it in Jesus' name. And then you do something about it. How do you do it? You just pray. Bible says, pray in everything by prayer, supplication, specific request to God. And then you thank him for actually taking over your burdens and cares and worries. And then you just have that perfect peace, which the world doesn't give, but only God can give you that supernatural peace. Because the Bible says it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And if that peace that you have, if it surpasses all understanding, then actually it's a supernatural peace. So friend, you have absolute control over your mind. You have to give it to God. Just decide I'm going to get it over unto the Lord and keep it there. Don't take it back. Slam it on God. Throw it unto God. That is his word. That's what he's saying. He says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but do something. Pray with specific request and then thanksgiving, and his peace will overwhelm you. Hallelujah. So God has given you free will and sovereignty over what you think about. And so the Lord is not going to make you change what you think about. He's not the one going to force you that, hey, my friend, don't think about this. You have absolute control. You have sovereignty over what you think. You have overall control of what you think about. It's up to you what you think about. And so let me tell you something. If you have your problems, the Lord has not been given that problems. You are still keeping those problems. So you have them. If the Lord does not have your problem, it means you have those problems.
or if you have the problems, he doesn't have them, which means that you are not doing the right thing. You are not created to handle your own problem. For example, there are things we got to do, but sometimes Christians think everything God has to do with, everything, oh, is God's fault, and so on. Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So it's not God who is going to resist the devil for you. He conquered the devil on the cross more than 2,000 years ago, and you stand in a place of victory to resist him, to reject his lies, to reject all the stuff that he brings to you, because he does not bring any good thing. He is the accuser of the brethren. Bible says that the enemy does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. But only Jesus came to give us life and give us more abundantly. So my friend, cling to Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Cast all your problems unto him. He is the problem solver. Give all those problems to him. So Bible goes on to say that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares, all your problems upon him, for he cares for you. That's recorded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 to 7. So he is not into care sharing. He's not into problem sharing. He is saying that, roll, give all your problems, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He's not going to take half of your problems and then you take half. You are not meant to do that. It's either you throw all your problems upon him or you just take them. There is no sharing matter here. If you are worrying right now, you are anxious right now, you are being stressed right now, the Lord doesn't have your problem. He cannot do anything with it because he's giving you authority on earth and he's not going to violate your free will. So he says, throw all your problems onto me. He's giving you that authority on earth here. So you have to take action. It's an action mandate. Give it to him and he will deal with it. So what do you need to do right now? It's a question I'm asking you. You need to know that you have to forcefully just throw it over on the Lord and leave it there. He says, cast them. Casting them is not a gentle matter. You are slamming them onto God, and that's nothing wrong. That's what casting is. Roll them onto God. Throw them onto God. The devil is going to come back to try and remind you about the problems. But if you have thrown them onto God, if the devil comes back to you, what should you tell the devil? Tell him that if you want to talk about that problem, you need to talk to God. Why? Because he's the one that have your problems. God has got your problems now. You have thrown them onto him. My friend, don't entertain worry in your life. Do not tolerate worry in your life. Don't accept them. If there are worries coming to you, problems that are really making you worry, my friend, reject them in the name of Jesus. Because worry involves fear, and fear involves torment. Worry is always based on fear. If you are not afraid and you are thinking positively, you are not going to get worried. That's the opposite of faith. Worry is based on fear, and fear always involves torment. We see that in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. The Bible says that fear involves torment. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in the love of God. Hallelujah. Many people don't know the love of God. He loves us so much. Even when we were sinners, he sent his only begotten son to come and rescue us, to save us For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We have all the scriptures. When you are focusing on your problems, you are not focusing on God's love for you. He loves you so much. You cannot focus on God's love for you and focus also on your problem at the same time. They don't happen that way. Because if you focused on the love of God, it would cast out all fear. It will cast out all worries. It will cast out all anxiety and depression. He who did not spare his son, that's what the Bible says in Romans 8:32. He said he did not spare his son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He loves you. He said, don't carry your problem. It's not your job to carry your problem. You were not meant to handle your own situations and try to figure out how to fix things. God says that, cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. That's a scripture in the book of Psalms chapter 50 verse 15. I love that scripture. God knows that there will be problem, but he said, don't just sit in your problem. Don't try to figure out fixing things for yourself. He says, cry unto me. Come to me with that problem. And he assures us that he will deliver you and you will glorify his name. And because we know that worry is based on fear, casting your care and experiencing supernatural peace will actually lead you to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit about your problem. Because there are some things that you need to physically do about your problem. It's not like, oh, you just cast it over on God and he takes care of everything. No. Once you cast, he will tell you, maybe you are jobless and you want a job and you ask God for help. That's when you have actually asked him and communicating with him like that, that he can tell you, okay, apply for this job, go here, go there. So oftentimes when we are trying to figure things out, we cannot even hear from the Spirit of God. Oftentimes, there is something he's asking you to do. But when you are in fear and you are worried, you are not open to get divine wisdom. You are not open to God to lead you. But once you get into a place of faith, once you get into a place of peace, that's when the Holy Spirit can show you what to do about your problem. There's a story in my own life. I remember when the Lord told me to leave my job and spend more time for the ministry that he has given me. When I told my family that I had handed in my resignation letter, I don't think they were excited about it. They were not happy. You see, it can happen to you. Around the same time, I realized that I had lost about $10,000 through business venture. That didn't actually work. So I began to worry. I got worried about my financial situation. I even thought, oh, I had made a mistake and that I didn't hear the Lord properly because I thought it was a wrong time to leave my job. I got worried. Even a man of God preaching this. I'm telling you, it can happen to you. I was so worried about it. I made a decision. I was going to pull back my giving to make sure I look after myself. I was going to cut back on the resources that the ministry sends overseas, including gospel materials. But that wasn't the right thing to do. Why? Because I was worried. And one day the Lord spoke to me. He said, I cannot provide for you if you are worried and you are not casting them over to me. So you need to give in order to receive. We know that story, but I have just forgotten about it. So I said, yes, sir, my God, I'm going to cast all my burdens on you. I wrote them unto him, and as I cast that over to him, I experienced supernatural peace. And not only that, my finances took a different turn. God increased my finances in an extraordinary way. You see, he met all my needs every single time. My friend, I can assure you, when you cast your worry over the Lord, you open yourself up to the actual wisdom and direction of God. Take your worries to the Lord in prayer. Don't entertain them. Don't accept them. Reject your worries by praying, going to God, casting them upon Him, and a supernatural peace will come over you. You will experience it because you gave your worries over to the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to turn our problems into prayer. We need to turn our problems into thanksgiving and make sure that God is there. He is a prayer answering God. So He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard you through Christ Jesus. Why don't you do that? If you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, don't carry your worries. Don't carry your problems. Cast them unto God. Cast them today. Don't go to anywhere without doing so, having heard this message. And if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you haven't even actually trusted God, so you cannot even push your problems to Him. The first step is to receive Him. And if you will do that, pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.